One of America's most famous comic book series, the Archie comics, have gotten very recent attention in American television, most recently with Riverdale, and of course, the brand new Netflix show, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Linda and I watched the pilot, we have a lot of thoughts, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Is this a Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR?
Nope.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Bob Seger? Oh, it is CCR. Nice. I like this band.
Thank you. I like this song. I think this is the only light thing of the show.
Yes, the only light thing of the show, which of course is The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which we will be talking about today here on TV Pilot Reviews. Before we dive into the coverage, guys, I want to let you know, this is not an after show. This is a one-off review of the pilot to The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Every week we review a new pilot. That's what we do. We're the pilot inspectors.
That's
and we
right.
tell you what we think.
Yes.
You're hearing the voice of Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys.
Linda, we're very glad to have you.
Thank you.
You're looking very cozy today.
I am. I'm still inspired by being home in Canada, so nice. This is definitely like lumberjack.
It's wear. Good. No, it's awesome. The first thing I said to Linda was, you're showing us your Canadian, which I love. Yeah. I tend to very much like Canadians, so it's Halloween here, so you could always just say you're coming to studio as a Canadian.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
I am, I guess.
I'm dressed
as a Canadian.
Yes. I am dressed as a New York teacher on Casual Friday. This is when Jeff has laundry in his car.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
And you just throw it all together.
So I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I think
you should roll up the sleeves, though. You're,
after the show, I'm rolling up the sleeves. Linda's such a genius.
Yep.
Okay, we have plenty of thoughts on this show. Real quick, guys, I want to let you know, this is The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's a show following the mythology of Sabrina Spellman, who is a recurring character in the Archie comics. Mm-hmm. Archie, as you guys may or may not know, is a very, very popular, like, American serialized comic about high school. Mm-hmm. So Sabrina is like a high school witch. She's half witch, half mortal. The kind of character was repopularized into the zeitgeist in the 90s because of the show Sabrina the Teenage Witch, starring Melissa Joan Hart and Caroline Ray, among others. But this is Netflix's new revival, which has a much different tone.
Yes.
To give you guys a sense of the tone, we're going to watch the trailer right now.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Barney Kinkle, the only person you're going to scare is yourself!
Gotcha.
Good night, Harvey.
Good night, Sabrina.
In the town of Greendale, where it always feels like Halloween, there lived a girl who was half witch, half mortal, who, on her 16th birthday, would have to choose between two worlds, the witch world of her family and the human world of her friends.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
And that girl is me.
Are you willing to forsake the path of light and follow the path of night?
It's very tempting to run. It's very tempting.
I can't do this.
You must.
I shall deliver Sabrina.
You're going to die, half-breed.
Girls, girls, let's not be catty bitches,
It's just that you've grown up before my very eyes.
You're a rebel, Spellman. That's how I like my witches.
You turned into the prettiest.
I'm not an evil person. But these are desperate times.
Sabrina Spellman, and I will not sign it away.
Would you like to do the honors?
With pleasure.
Rise, rise, rise.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
Was on Hilda.
She annoyed me, so I killed her and buried her in the yard.
Zelda!
It's a very good trailer.
You think?
I do.
Huh.
Like, watching that trailer, I get really excited about the show.
You do?
Yeah, what do you think?
I felt the trailer was misleading. I think that 10 bit. Seconds of darkness is really what the show is about. The little campiness is not this show at all.
There was some of that campiness. Not in this episode, I guess. Some of it. I wanted more of it.
I would have loved more campiness.
It wasn't very light.
It's not light at all.
We're getting to our overall thoughts, guys, and let's go ahead and dive into that. Just to let you know, before we do, the further we go in this coverage, the more spoilery we're going to get.
Yeah.
We're going to give you guys our overall thoughts as we've started to now, and then at a certain point, we will give you guys a spoiler alert. So if you want to hear our take without much else, we'll give that to you right now. It sounds like you're a little mixed on this pilot, Linda.
I mean, I'm a little mixed in that I think that the cinematography was good.
It's gorgeous.
I think the acting was amazing. I think I have a problem personally with the content, and it's just not for me. But to be able to watch it and try to be as open-minded as I could about this topic, you know, I think that it was shot well, and that's it. But it's very dark.
Very dark. It's funny. We need someone who's like maybe a little less ingratiated in a specific culture.
Yeah.
I think Linda and I both grew up in homes where, even though we're both open-minded people, it's hard to get rid of the little voice in the back of your mind that's just like, how do I feel watching a show that's like completely devoted to Satanism?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I was surprised. Most teen shows are like vaguely about hell or demons, but this was very much like we will serve the religion of Satanism. Like,
that 100%.
Was, yeah, that's what it was. So I kind of agree with you, even though I feel like I'm like an evolved adult.
Yeah.
There's just 5% of me that's like, I don't know if with that. I don't know if with
exactly,
that.
Exactly. That's how I feel. I kept thinking, I had my mom in the back of my mind, like, what are you watching?
I know, exactly.
I know, Mom, I know, but it's just entertainment.
That
just
shows TV. How there's that part of your childhood that will just never go away.
Yeah.
But it's not fair of me to assess the show in those terms.
Right.
That's just me.
And that's what I'm trying to kind of grapple my mind around a little bit.
Definitely. But I was surprised. Yeah, it, just so you guys know, this isn't like a vague look at like the general mythology of demons. This like is a show about witches who are completely devoted to Satanism.
Yes.
Which I was surprised. It was bolder than I expected it to be. In general, the show is a little bolder than I expected it to be, which isn't bad, you know?
But it is Netflix, right? So it's Netflix, it's streaming, so I expect them to kind of go there.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I thought it was gorgeously shot. Yeah. I loved the lenses they were using. If you guys go look, they use like peripheral lenses that have kind of this blurry gradient effect on the side of the frame, which I thought really enhanced the creepiness of the show.
It did.
I think this lead performance by Kiernan, we're gonna go over the cast later. I have her right here.
Shipka.
Kiernan Shipka was very solid.
Yep.
I think it can be hard to play like the precocious high school girl, and I think she's doing it very well. I have also seen the pilot to Riverdale, and I think this show as a piece of art and a piece of like a tonal exploration of high school is a stronger show.
This show.
This one, personally. Again, I just don't F with this stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to watch it.
Oh, we're going to do our pass or play?
Yeah.
For me personally, I'm a hard pass.
Yeah.
I think that if you're like a Riverdale fan, if you like Wicked on Broadway, you will love this show. Mm-hmm. So I'll be a pass for you.
Yeah.
The audience.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you like Riverdale, obviously, this is a great reference. It's the same showrunner creator, which we'll talk about. Greg Berlanti is also an executive producer on this show.
Yeah.
But it's a little more Buffy, a little more charmed. It kind of feels in some ways like it's throwing back to like that early 2000s stylistic CW kind of teeny supernatural vibe.
But super dark.
But super dark and like super and much more, again, vocally satanic.
Yes.
So I'm passed for that reason. Oh, we have some comments. I'm going to pull up the chat. I see that some of you guys are in the chat, so I'm going to pull that up now.
And while he's pulling up the chat, if you are a Riverdale watcher, apparently there are a lot of references to Riverdale in this show, which makes sense because that's also from the Archie comics. So it all ties together.
It all ties together. And okay, we have some people asking if we're going to do an after show. We will be doing an after show for this.
Awesome.
I don't know when, but make sure you guys stay tuned. Just so you know, our Netflix coverage, we do it a little bit differently. We'll probably be doing 3 to 4 part after shows. Serenity, it's good to see you. She says, I watched the whole show. It's serious because it's not a comedy, but there is some camp and quirkiness. I read the comic, so I know what to expect. And unlike others who say they are open-minded, I really am. Don't come for my goddesses, so I won't be coming for yours. Do you, boo. Again, it's not personal, Serenity.
Not at all.
You do you.
Yeah.
I'll do me.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking away from the show.
Not at all.
Because I think it's a pretty good show.
And, you know, I would be interested to know if Serenity thought that this show did the comics justice since she's read the comics.
Yeah, admittedly, neither Linda and I have read the comics, so I would love to know from your perspective whether or not, it stuck to it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about the development of this show. As I mentioned, it was created by Roberto. Do you have this written down, Linda? I all of a sudden just lost my notes. I lost the internet.
Do not have the creator.
The creator. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
It's the same creator of Riverdale who used to work for Archie Comics. It is Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, who is having a great 3 years. He created Riverdale.
Yep.
And now he's created this show, wrote the first two episodes. He's must be having a lot of fun right now.
Yeah.
This show was originally developed for CW, kind of as a spinoff to Riverdale, which makes a lot of sense. I'm sure it would have been airing in the same block, but I have a feeling CW might have seen their approach to this and been like,
it's a bit much for us.
Yeah, I don't know if I want, I don't want the Catholic Defamation League or whatever coming after me right now.
Yeah, and I think that Netflix as a platform probably just has a more of an open space for this.
Definitely.
And you know, you can get as creative as you want, I think, on Netflix.
Absolutely. I was interested to find out that they actually shot both seasons at once. So they did their production schedule actually shot 20 episodes.
I heard that too. So they're calling season 1 part 1 and season 2 part 2. So this is all for the 10 and the 10 block is already like mapped out completely.
Yeah. And I got to say, from a storytelling perspective, I'm interested to see where they were going to go, even if I'm not going to be watching it. But this cast, I'm really enjoying. We have, again, Kiernan Shipka as Sabrina Spellman. Mm-hmm. You guys would know her as Don Draper's daughter on Mad Men, or most recently, she was in Feud. Ross Lynch playing Harvey Kinkle.
Yep.
The Hilda and the Zelda are pretty fun. Lucy Davis, who I recognize from the British Office, actually.
Yep.
So a lot of great performances here. I think with that, we might as well transition into discussing some of these performances.
All right.
Linda, how did you feel about Kieran and Shipka playing Sabrina?
I thought she did a great job. I thought she just nailed this teenage angst and, you know, being in high school trying to, you know, the coming of age of a witch. Mm-hmm. I think she did a great job. And I'm not familiar with her from Mad Men because I didn't watch Mad Men, but I think that she did a great job on this.
Yeah, she's bringing some kind of specificity to the role, which I really like. She kind of has that, like, precocious, almost Rachel Berry from Glee thing growing on, where she's, like, a little smarter than her own good.
Yeah.
And kind of a good girl with a bit of an edge. If you've watched Riverdale at all, one of the main kind of high school female girls in that show is Betty, who's like the all-American cheerleader type. And I find her character to be a little boring. I mean, like, I'm like, besides being like the cheerleader, what are you?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas what I like about Sabrina is I feel like she has sort of the conventions of like the bookish, you know, all-American girl, but there's a bit of a specificity to it that elevates her performance, I think.
Yeah, I think she did a great job.
Really good job. Fun, kind of precocious dialogue. Mm-hmm. It does give me Buffy vibes a little bit.
Okay. I'll take that.
Who else? I am enjoying...
Aunt. I like that aunt. And is it Hilda?
Yes.
Is Hilda the kind of quirky...
The funny one,
I liked her performance a lot. I thought she brought a little bit of comedy relief for me watching this, finding that it was a little on the dark side for me personally.
Right.
So her little jabs were hilarious.
Yeah, that was sort of needed, I feel, with how dark the show was. It's interesting. It's hard for me not to compare this to the Sabrina I grew up on, which was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yep.
And it was the same thing where Hilda was the funny, fun one and Zelda was like the stricter one.
Okay.
So I guess they carried... That must be from the comics. Caroline Ray played Hilda. Which was really fun. I want to read some of these comments from the chat because I think they're valuable. In terms of the connection to the comic, if any of you guys are wondering, Serenity is saying it captured the comic very well, but they changed a lot of stuff. In the comics, Sabrina's father is the big bad. Her friend Roz and Susie don't exist, and she never actually goes to the academy. So that feels like they changed it a lot.
That's a lot of change.
Both are good in their own way. The comic is more good on a deep intellectual level, but the show is more of a fun ride. I would put it this way. The comic is Oscar bait, while the show is blockbuster.
Ooh, that's
well
fantastic.
Said. Thank you, Serenity.
Thank you, Serenity. I appreciate that.
The comic's a little more intellectual, it sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Any other performances that are really sticking out to you from the show?
I also liked Harvey, the Ross Lynch's performance as the boyfriend slash... I mean, I know he wasn't a jock, but he came across as just a little like Mr. USA, I would say.
I know what you mean, but what I liked about this was I don't think he was like your typical like jock.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in some versions of this show, it's like literally a 27-year-old dude who can bench press 300 pounds.
Yep.
Whereas like Harvey, I think, looked like a believable high school boyfriend.
Yes.
And I think the same way about Sabrina. Obviously, it's a good looking cast, but these people aren't like insanely attractive.
Although I found that Sabrina, how we talked about how her performance was evolved, and as a character, she just seemed very, very articulate and smart.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're doing this on purpose, but my take was his performance was a lot more simple. Like, mm-hmm. he wasn't as evolved, and it was just about, oh, I have this girlfriend, and I bought her a necklace, and, you know, very, very simple. And even when she, and this is a spoiler a little bit, I think, when they were in the forest and she was explaining how she became and who she is and her 16th birthday and that whole thing, and he couldn't take it. I thought, like, how are you guys a couple? I know it's a lot, but you say you could tell me anything. There's no secrets. And then she tells you and you freak out.
Right. That was frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
I think he's giving us kind of like a nice grounded performance. It's interesting. He comes from like the Lynch family. There's like kind of this Disney family. Mm. So Riker Lynch was on Dancing with the Stars. They're in a band. So it's interesting. These teen shows are kind of capitalizing on like the
stereotype.
Yeah. Or just sort of like the heartthrobby. But it's nice to see them actually push to do real acting, mm-hmm. because a lot of times it was more like the Disney sort of three-camera acting.
What did you think of Michelle Gomez, Miss Wardwell?
She was solid. Yeah, I think she was doing her job. Mm. Obviously villainesque, mm-hmm. you know?
For me, it was almost a little too stereotypical villainous.
Too much, yeah. Yeah, there might be some tone issues in here,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, on one level, Sabrina seems like she's existing in one world, yeah. but the teacher is existing in a whole different world.
Absolutely agree with you.
But at the same time, you can make the argument of literally they are. I mean, like, this teacher's sort of existing in the world of witchcraft, whereas Sabrina has her high school life. So maybe that's sort of a deliberate choice on the part of the direction.
Is it? Because isn't she now a witch?
Yeah, she's half.
The teacher.
Oh, the teacher's a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's like...
They're in the same world, though.
But maybe you can make the argument of, like the elevated performance we're getting from the witch, uh-huh. is only when she's in, like, that mode.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. I mean, that's an argument to be made. I don't know if I would even agree with that, but maybe that was what they were going for.
Okay.
I agree, though. It was a little played out. Maybe when we were seeing the voodoo and everything.
Yeah.
That's one thing I want to talk about is, like, in general, the production design is outstanding on this show.
I mean, it's not only outstanding, they are, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but they're getting sued. They're getting sued because it's that accurate.
We have some media, right?
Yeah.
So
do we want to talk about that now?
I want to hear, yeah, we're talking specifically not only the production design, but some of the supernatural visual elements that the show is playing with.
Yeah. Okay, so if we could... expand that a little bit so we can see it a little bit more. So according to The Hollywood Reporter, and I'm just going to read some of it verbatim, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina debuted on Netflix, like we know, just in time for Halloween, and I actually watched it today, so it was quite appropriate. In the streaming series, Sabrina Spellman attends the Academy of Unseen Arts. At the school, and shown several times throughout the series, is a statue of the goat deity, and then I might say this wrong, but Baphomet.
Mm-hmm.
And TST, who it stands for, the Satanic Temple, co-founder Lucian Greaves took to Twitter over the weekend to tell his followers that the temple is taking legal action against the series for appropriating our copyrighted monument designed to promote their asinine satanic panic fiction.
Ooh.
So he tweeted this, and if you could see it, they're exactly the same. So on the top is the actual TST monument, and the bottom is from the show, and they're identical.
Gosh, that's so fat. What's so fascinating about this is so often shows will do their own version of Christianity or like make fun of it. Like, did you ever see Saved with Mandy Moore? Like any of those Mm-mm. movies? And like the Catholic League will come after them and be like, this is such a bad representation of Christianity. Everyone's like, oh, the church is so uptight.
Yeah.
But this is the same thing where this church is feeling very misrepresented by Hollywood.
Right. But dead on. Right.
Yeah.
So dead on. And long story short, it goes on to say that they want that monument removed and that they're taking legal action and they want an apology, et cetera, et cetera. And this just hit in the last hour or so.
Interesting.
And it's trending on Twitter.
Well, we'll have to see how this shakes out. The church, whether it's satanic or Christian, they're never happy.
Yeah.
The church is never happy.
With the media and with entertainment.
No one likes Hollywood. Whether you're a Christian or a Satanist, everyone hates Hollywood. Yeah, it's you can tell this is an expensive show.
Yes.
Netflix is really putting everything into this. And yeah. I do have a feeling it's going to do well. I think it's entertaining. I think it's a solid and for the most part, everything's working pretty well, I think.
I agree with you. I think it's going to do well. I think that even in the ratings and the critics, they're all for the show.
Yeah.
And we already know that there's a second season and there's obviously an audience for this. And I think that even with all the talk and hype, I think that that's what's going to make people want to check it out and see what it's about.
They were smart to release it on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's the 26th, so for Halloween.
Around Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very smart.
Halloween. Yeah.
Because you could do a whole, like today you can binge it. Apparently it doesn't take long. It's 10 episodes, an hour and a bit each?
Yes.
That could be your Halloween night.
Well, Hill House is also airing, which everyone says is amazing. So Netflix, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about other shows that we would compare this to. We've been teasing it, but for those of you guys who might be interested, I would say, yeah, like, pardon me, guys, the kind of early 2000s Warner Brothers, like WB, so
yeah.
Charmed, Supernatural, which is actually still on, even a little bit of Vampire Diaries, Buffy,
yep.
And Riverdale, obviously.
Yep. And if you like that kind of coming of age and not quite sure, it's also been compared to Stranger Things.
Mm.
And then I know I mentioned it earlier, but if you're into like witches and Wicked and that whole thing, then this is a show for you for sure.
I kind of got Stranger Things vibes, but just thinking Stranger Things is such a better show, you know, personally.
Tell us how you really feel.
I don't know. Stranger Things is a little more grounded to me. I think that's what I like. If there's going to be an antagonistic force, I like something that's a little more, I don't know, a little less supernatural, a little more like Alien or something. That's personal.
Yeah, I think it's, I think that's our background.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So I think that...
Which we've admitted we're bringing the bias to this coverage.
Yes.
So one thing I do want to do, I want to give you guys a little treat for Halloween. I'm sure a lot of you guys listening did watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch, of course, starring Melissa Joan Hart. I personally loved that show.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about tone, that was a much lighter show. That sort of felt more like a family sitcom airing in the same block as like Full House. It was on TGIF. But in a very classy move, the cast had some words to say about the new Sabrina. So Bree, play that clip.
I'm getting scared now. That looks scary.
That looks freaky.
I don't like the scary music.
Oh, this is them reacting
and
to it.
I don't like the bird.
You gotta look behind you, too.
You gotta look behind you.
That could happen.
The other one I love, if we have it, they did like a congratulations video.
What?
I'm not sure if that's...
Check? Run!
Oh, Salem.
Cats are vicious.
It's terrifying, this show.
It's really scary. I don't think I could watch it alone.
We want to see more.
The four of us were thinking of having a little party in the mine.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I'm going to be watching the show like this.
Oh, oh boy.
So you guys are hearing the voices of Caroline Ray, Melissa Joan Hart, and also the original Zelda and Harvey.
This is not our Sabrina.
That was powerful beer.
Huh?
We would have never allowed Sabrina to behave that way.
I like her, though. She's very political, little Sabrina. She's quite empowered. This Salem looks so much more real than our Salem did.
We had the alcoholic rabbit wearing a hairpiece.
I am not letting my kids watch this. They probably like this better, but I don't think I'll let them know about it just yet.
It's totally intriguing. It's just very dark. It's very different.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Our spells were more like, bing, like sparkles fly out and glitter.
Your witches are really great. We really like your witches.
They look young and taut and...
He's dreamy.
And they have hair.
Hopefully that's not a Harvey curse.
Fun. So it's nice to see the cast embracing the new show and wishing them luck. And there's so I think it, as a message to come away with, it's not Hollywood isn't always happy for Hollywood, mm-hmm. and it's nice to see when they are.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, any other thoughts on Sabrina before we make our way out, Linda?
No, I think that, like I said, if you are all about Halloween and you like all this stuff, you should definitely watch this. I think it will scare you. It's dark enough to be that scary. And then in the comments, if you guys have a different opinion than our opinion, I would love to hear them.
Absolutely. And I want to let you guys know that we will be running an after show for this. So Linda and I might have been a bit more mixed than our super fans, which is totally fine. Again, the joy of the TV pilot show is that we come at you with a range of opinions, yeah. whereas with our after shows, you're dealing with super fans. So if you love this show, go ahead. Linda just
you know
got
what
so excited.
Do is, what's that? Is our rating.
Oh my
favorite
gosh.
Thing of yours.
I was too nervous to do it because I knew I was going to get reamed by Linda. Linda, you go first. Out of five, we're rating it out of five, just so you guys know.
All right, so out of five for the pilot, I'm going to give it 3.9.
Yeah, I would give it a 3.7. But
whoa.
Yes, we're
this
both pretty
first.
High. Yeah,
yeah. Because I think that it was shot beautifully. I think that it was acted beautifully. And I don't think that there was a time where I was bored
right.
with that. So, yeah, I think that it was a good overall pilot.
For sure. We just have our holy water that yeah. we're splashing on the screen as we're watching.
story.
All right, guys. This has been TV Pilot Reviews here on AfterBuzz TV. As I mentioned, we will be having an after show for this. So if you loved it, please stay tuned. We cover everything, though, yeah. guys. We don't just cover this show. So we will be here next week with a brand new pilot, let you know what we thought. Until then, guys, my name is Jeff. You can find me online at Jeffrey C. Graham. For those of you guys in the comments, let us know what you thought of the show and let us know how you think it compares to the 1990s Sabrina.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'd be curious. Linda, how about you?
Guys, all over social media, you can find me at Linda Is So Girly. Let's continue the conversation.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.